I know the library in situ. We are in the Space Multimedia Center with Suzanne Ciani. Nice to meet you, Suzanne.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
I'm Fabien.
Hi, Fabien.
It is the end of your set here.
Yes.
And during the Sonic Quartet Festival. And thank you, of course, for the set. And maybe just two questions. A question
yes.
in link about, of course, your discography, but because, as I say before starting the interview, mm-hmm. my job here is in link with the library. So for you, I know it is an impossible question, but have you favorite, no, I know the correct adjective, but have you an album important from another artist than you
yes.
In link that influence in your job, in your activity? It could be at the beginning of your works, or maybe a recent album.
Well, I think, you know, I have to say I come from a classical background.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So my favorite album was the Goldberg Variations by Glenn Gould.
Of course.
And I think that his style of playing was really very digital in a way, because his rhythm was so precise. He played almost like a machine. And I loved the way he didn't embellish and he didn't try to put feeling into it. He just let the music come through. And that, I think, applies to my approach to electronic music, is that the rhythm is and can be very steady, and I like the precision of that, and to let the music come through the machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Suzanne, no, a surprise for you.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up this book in our library.
Okay.
Because I know that you are very friendship and professional relationship with Philippe Glass.
Yes.
And so this book, maybe you know him.
Yes.
It's a book about his famous opera.
On the Beach. Yes.
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 And what is your, maybe if you could say some words about this compositor?
Well, I love Philippe Glass, and I think of him really as having a lot of electronic sensibilities. He doesn't use the synthesizer or the electronic music instrument the way I do. As humans play like machines, you know, there's a certain, I think, influence that machinery. I mean, we had that in the Baroque era too, where things were very mechanistic. Who knows why? But Philippe Glass finds emotion oddly through some very non-emotional music. He uses more, he has melodic patterns, but he doesn't use traditional melody very much. And yet, in the fabric of all of this counterpoint, which he uses, comes out, it comes out emotion. And I think that his music, in combination with visual, like film and opera, is much more powerful than, you know, it brings a new dimension to his music.
Okay. And the last question, at the end of your set, you take the microphone and you propose to the audience to come near with you and to play, to taste, to touch your instrument. And when I come back, because I'm going to the train station to conduce two people to take their train, I meet a young girl. Mm-hmm. She's from a school art near here in Besançon, and he play your instrument. And she was very with a lot of emotion, of course. But one word about this way to share of your works. I imagine it's important for you to talk with the audience and to have some moment.
I see a lot of my role now is as a connection to the past when the analog electronic modular system started. So I worked with Don Buchla, and I play the Buchla, and Don Buchla died 2 years ago, and I'd like to communicate to the young people now who are interested in modular electronic music, and they're playing Eurorack and other things. I want them to go back to the source and see what this great designer and inventor did, so that that can impact the future. So when this young girl grows up and she starts to play the instruments, she'll have a more sophisticated sense of what could be done. Mm.
Okay, and thank you very much for this short interview. Sorry for my English, but thank you very much for this talk.
Thank you.
And have a good evening.
Thank you.